Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy 2020. It's a new year, a new decade, and there are some new sponsors at the Vero Insider. I'm really excited to announce that True Colors is coming on board to collaborate with us. And so one of the things that I was most excited about when I got to meet with them one-on-one and after years of networking had said that they have a 100% guarantee. You cannot leave their salon unhappy without being rescheduled to make it perfect. And let's face it, when you go to do your hair, and I'm sure ladies listening are nodding their heads right now, it costs a few bucks. And you want to know that your hard-earned money is being spent well and that you're going to leave pampered and happy and feeling fabulous. And so True Colors right there on Old Dixie across from Christie's Family Fitness is new to our program. We're really excited to have them. And hopefully, as you launch the new year and you feel like incorporating some new colors, new style for a new you, you'll give them a taste test. I'm telling you, you'll be so happy. They have price points for everyone. They have extended hours into the evenings, and that's really beneficial. Also, of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. They were so busy over the holidays, and I'm really excited to announce that our 7th annual holiday food drive was a tremendous success. We had 75 businesses throughout the Treasure Coast participate, and in doing so, White Glove Moving and Storage delivers the boxes empty. We give them like 7 to 10 days, say, please fill it up. Some of them fill up just one box. Some of them filled up an entire truck for White Glove. I mean, they put an internal competition out amongst their staff, and wow, that was impressive results. So collaboratively, the goal was 2,500 pounds. We raised nearly 3,500 pounds of food for the 7th annual holiday food drive. So thank you to all of those businesses that participated. And the top ones will actually be on the show throughout the first quarter. And I can't wait for you to get to know them as well. In the studio today, I am really excited to highlight Art by the Sea. This is the 32nd annual for our local Vero Beach Art Club. In the studio is the beautiful Judy Rixom. She has been chairing this event for 5 years and counting, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Time flies when you're having fun, darling.
I know. So much fun.
So much fun. It's a lot of work, but you know, this is a great way to ring in the new year. All of the hustle and the bustle of the holidays has settled. Folks kind of get back into their routine. And why not come stroll about within the beautiful Vero Beach Museum of Art and see some just really gorgeous pieces? Can you highlight for us what makes this event so special and why you've taken this on for 5 years in a row?
I think it's so special because this is the one show that anybody that is a member of the art club is, and also the member of the museum can display their artwork. You know, most people don't have that venue. They don't have a place to show.
So true.
You know, and this allows them to show one piece. It has to be for sale, you know, but they can all, you know, everybody can participate.
Now, inside the Museum of Art, which is just so beautiful, if folks are new to the area or you've been here for a while and you've just been busy and never had the chance to come in, this is a great time to do so. It's housed right there in the Holmes Great Hall. What is the weekend that we're showcasing?
January the 17th, 18th, and 19th. The show actually starts at 5 p.m. It's open at 4 to our VIPs, you know, okay, all of our sponsors and patrons. And then the show opens publicly at 5 p.m. on the 17th and runs till 8 p.m. And then it's all day Saturday and all day Sunday. You know, it's 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Wonderful. So this gives folks a lot of time to just be able to stroll, build it into your day over the course of that weekend. And let's talk a little bit about the fact that this is the second largest show for the Vero Beach Art Club. How many pieces are you anticipating?
I would say the numbers have dropped a little over the last few years. I don't know why, but they have. But we're down to, I would say, probably about 220. 220
well,
different pieces.
Well, when I was there last year, it looked there was a lot to look at. And what's really cool about this is that there's different categories. This is, in fact, a Jerd show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So let's delve a little bit deeper in that, Judy, if we can. What different categories are there?
Okay.
For our artists that have already gone ahead and submitted, because I am assuming we just barely missed that deadline, right? I mean, it's like just a couple days out. So fortunately, anyone that's already submitted is in and they're super excited. But I know that we've got different categories, things that are highlight a little bit differently than other shows.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, our categories are oils, watercolor, acrylic, pastel graphics, and sculptural 3D ceramic. In the past, we have had mixed media. We decided to not go with it this year. However, due to so many people calling me, it's coming back next year.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. It was probably not a good decision to get rid of mixed media.
Well, now we know. That's just it. We learn as we go, right? No one's perfect. And the fact of the matter is the Vero Beach Art Club, this is all done on volunteers, right?
Right, right.
People who have passion for the arts and volunteers.
We also have jewelry and digital photography.
Ooh.
And film and digital photography.
Oh, okay. Because I fell in love with some of the jewelry pieces last year, to say the least.
Yes.
Now, who is the jury?
This year, it's... his name is R. Lynn Whitelaw. He's our judge.
Okay.
And he
cannot be bought, ladies and gentlemen. He cannot be bought. I'm sure he takes it very seriously, but what a fun way to be able to see things firsthand and up close.
Right. We've had him in the past. I think it was about 5 years ago. He might have been a judge. He was a judge for us.
Oh, okay.
And he's actually also one of the jurors that juried who gets into Under the Oaks this year. He was one of the three jurors that did that, you know.
And let's just talk about that, because the Vero Beach Art Club has a long history here in the area. And I had read a year or so back that Under the Oaks, which is in its 69th year, which will be March 13th through 15th. And of course, myself as White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery and Pac-Mail Beachside, we are there every year on site helping with the shipping and delivery aspect of some of the bigger, bulkier pieces or those pieces that are going long distances. So it just gives folks the opportunity to fall in love with something and potentially make sure it gets home. Mm-hmm. And I love this event. So again, March 13th, 14th, and 15th is 3 days long. It's number two in the nation for art shows, outdoor art shows. And so it just goes to show the caliber of what the Vero Beach Art Club, again, all done on volunteers, can bring to our local area as far as tourism and attractions. And so Art by the Sea, again, at middle of January here, it's a wonderful outlet and just a little small sampling, if you will, of our local art, how impressive it really is. So the different awards that go out is, of course, Best of Show.
Best of Show, yes. That's the Mary Mazur Award.
Wonderful.
We have a People's Choice.
That's so important, because once you tour, you are actually given a little sheet and a pencil, and you get to cast your vote. Your voice matters.
We actually just installed that I think only a couple of years ago, that was.
And, I love that feature.
I think everybody does. I think everybody does. And that's why we've kept it.
And you got to think, no two people really have the same thought process in it.
That's right.
I bet.
That's right. And it's always interesting who they pick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we have first, second, and third place in oils, watercolor, acrylic, pastel graphic, and sculptural 3D. And then we just do a first place in jewelry and film and digital photography, because that's a smaller category. So
sure, yeah, we can't all have trophies, right?
That's, I know, and we give out 15 merit ribbons also.
Oh, wonderful! And then, if I'm not mistaken, there was a little bit of like some live ambient background music going on.
Yes,
and
Johnny Nick will be playing on Friday night, and. Ooh. Yeah, and he has done this for us for the last at least 4 years, I think, we've had him.
It adds something special.
Yeah, he's very good. He's a very good pianist. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have just piped in music. You know?
Gotcha. And for that Friday with the VIP night, what I've always noticed is that a little bit of wine and a little bit of music helps people buy.
Well,
it really does. That's what they're hoping for. Fingers crossed,
yes,
folks.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about our sponsors, because an event like this really isn't possible without the collaboration of business partners and individuals throughout the community. And this being in its 32nd year, some of them are repeat sponsors, some of them are new. Let's delve a little deeper, shall we?
Yes, our platinum sponsors are Mercedes-Benz of Fort Pierce and Dental Partners of Vero Beach. Our gold sponsors are Pac-Mail White Glove Moving, Piper Aircraft, Treasure Coast Financial Planning, Vero Beach Wine and Film Festival, and Riverside Theater. And then our silver sponsors are Oak Harbor of Vero Beach, Spring Hill Suites of Marriott, Kempton, Vero Beach Hotels and Spa, ABC Printing, and Vero Beach Country Club. And then we have a list of bronze sponsors.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Aglow Skin, Anthony's Apparel, Costa de Este, Environmental Learning Center, Deb's Flowers for You, Kemet's Nettle, Edwell and Graham, Mulligan's Beach House and Grill, Studio by Design, Estrella, I'm not sure.
Romandetto?
Yeah, Romandetto, yeah. Thank you. mm-hmm. Ocean Grill, Studio Gabrielle, The Frugal Framer, White Orchid Spa, Walking Tree Brewery.
Those huge community sponsors.
Those are all
great supporters, absolutely. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, our friends on the platinum level with Dental Partners of Vero Beach are actually unveiling an extension and second location for their amazing practice. And on Tuesday, January 28th from 5 to 7, they are going to be hosting that opening. You can find out more details on social media and online with their website, again, Dental Partners of Vero. They are looking for RSVPs ahead of time. So that will be a nice way to help them celebrate just shortly after the unveiling of the Art by the Sea, their new location. So that's kind of exciting. And there's silent auction items at Art by the Sea, too. And we're going to touch on those as soon as we get back from a short commercial break. Prior to doing so, shout out to Foxy Nails. That's right. Open 7 days a week. Guys, gals, kids, too. All are welcome. You don't have to have an appointment. However, think about this. If you are planning some sort of bridal shower, birthday shower, something like that, you can secure several chairs, be pampered, bring in your own bubbles. I mean, they do provide a complimentary glass, wine, soda, whatever you want, but you can bring in your own and really make it kind of special. And I know that as we approach this beautiful time of year here in the Treasure Coast, folks start thinking, let's start these celebrations. That's just a good way to maybe pamper your group with you. And it's just right there in Miracle Mile next to the Hallmark Foxy Nails. All right. So we are talking about Art by the Sea. It's the 32nd annual. You're listening to the Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back Throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. open 7 days a week, and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage, dependability movers. White Club Moving and Storage, we keep Florida moving. We keep Florida moving.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company. We provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage, to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com. Welcome back, everyone. Happy 2020. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your happy hostess with the mostest, the Vero Insider. You know, if you're looking at maintaining a healthier diet, you might want to go visit my friends at Queen Bee's Produce right there at the intersection of 16th and Main Street, also known as 14th Avenue. She's that round building across the street, if you will, from Heavenly Wings. And you won't be disappointed. She has an array of specialty sauces and different beautiful dressings and the like. But the fresh produce and the fact that you can just get one or two of this or that. She has artisan cheeses, fresh meats and seafood. I mean, it really is a beautiful one-stop shop. Go support her and her business. They do great things. Blue Star, downtown Vero, as we get ready to embrace, you know, the love holiday. I know it seems like it's so far away, but if you want to make special reservations, Valentine's Day, when season is here in Vero, it books out quick. So don't underestimate the fact that you could go before Valentine's, after Valentine's, Valentine's Day. Regardless, it is season. Reservations are always encouraged. Plenty of parking, delicious food, great background jazz, and more. Blue Star, it is the place for all of your dining delights. And of course, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. As we get ready to embark upon tax season, you might say, what am I going to do with that little chunk of change I get back? And perhaps a down payment is something to consider. Get out of that rent rat race. Own your home. It's a great, beautiful thing. It's a complimentary consultation. Caliber Home Loans, specializing exclusively in home loans with a number of packages and a variety of product lines. You'll be so happy that you spoke with them. Now, here in the studio, we have Judy Rixom. She's our chair with the Vero Beach Art Club of the 32nd Annual Art by the Sea, January 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's hosted inside the Vero Beach Museum of Art. Over 220 pieces will be on display. We get to do a People's Choice vote, right?
Yes.
That's always exciting. And there's also a silent auction incorporated in this, which just helps to keep the funds and things going for the Vero Beach Art Club, which, again, is run entirely by volunteers. What are some of those amazing options that folks will be able to bid on throughout the weekend?
Well, in addition to all the art pieces that are for sale there, there's going to be the silent auction, and we this is just a few of the ones that we have.
Sure.
On there.
Tell me more.
Costa de Este Beach Resort has a one-night stay.
Wonderful.
That you can bid on. A Dental Partners of Vero Beach, $1,000 off Invisalign. Aligners. Environmental Learning Center is giving two tickets to a pontoon boat ride.
Oh, sweet.
Kempton Vero Beach Hotel and Spa as a one-night stay with a $50 Cobalt gift certificate.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Oak Harbor, Vero Beach, two vouchers for two rounds of golf.
Nice.
Riverside Theater gives us two tickets to Lost Yonkers, La Cage des Folles, The Bodyguard. Yeah.
And it's going to be a good season over at Riverside, to say the least. Mm-hmm.
Spring Hill Suites of Marriott gives us a one-night stay. The Vero Beach Country Club gives us a round of golf for four. And Vero Beach Wine and Film Festival gives us two passes to the Wine and Film Festival touring. And Walking Tree Brewery gives us a touring and tasting.
Oh, yum. Who doesn't love behind the scenes?
Those are just a few of the, you know,
That is fun. That's wonderful. And so we had discussed earlier the fact that there's different categories and that it is a juried show. So not only do we as outsiders get to come and potentially purchase something that we fall in love with and cast our vote for People's Choice, but artists throughout our local area are able to submit their pieces and potentially win awards. And so let's just recap. We got a Best in Show.
Yes.
First, second, and third place in your more popular categories, which are?
Yes. The first, second, third are in oils, watercolor, acrylic, pastel graphics, and sculpture, sculptural 3D ceramic.
Oh, okay, cool.
And also first place in jewelry and film and digital photography.
And the five merit award ribbons, what does that embody?
Yeah. Actually, we give about 15.
Oh, 15.
Yes,
oh.
Yes. Well, the first, second, and third places all receive a monetary gift as well.
A bonus.
Yes, yes. The merits are, you know, just a ribbon.
Did so good that we want to give you some accolades.
Yeah, you still want to give them some recognition because the judge was very impressed with their work.
Okay.
Also, you know.
Absolutely. VeroBeachArtClub.org is the website where folks can get some more information. There might be listeners that are new to the area that also have a passion for art and wanting to make some new friends and build some relationships. How long have you been a part of the art club and what makes you keep going back each year?
I think I've been a part of the art club for at least, I'd say 25 years.
Oh, is that? I don't know how that's possible, Judy, but okay.
At least 25 years, maybe more. I really did not get involved that much, though. The last 8 years, I've been very involved in it. And that's basically because I belong to the Artist Guild Gallery downtown.
Ah.
And almost all the members in there are members of the Vero Beach Art Club. And some of them, in particular, pulled me in to volunteer to
and
do
then,
things.
And then gave you a chair position for a big show.
Once they pull you in, they don't let you go.
Now, the Artist Guild is just a beautiful gallery right downtown.
Yes.
And you all participate in the First Friday Gallery Stroll.
We do.
So just like clockwork, 14th Avenue, you're able to get downtown. They provide the trolley so it can help with if you are in the city parking lot. And you get to view for extended hours, just awesome pieces, different themes, white wine, because no red wine is allowed in galleries or museums. do you know off the top of your head your hours of operation there?
At the gallery?
Yeah.
I do. I'm the president of the gallery.
So you know it well.
I know the hours really well.
Share with our listeners.
Well, we're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays from 11 to 3.
Wonderful. So
During season.
Okay. Because again, if you haven't been in there, you really need to check it out. And the First Friday Gallery Stroll is a wonderful way to do it. And I know that that is this Friday, right?
Yeah. It was last Friday.
Oh, it was last Friday. Darn
yes,
it. I lose count. It's the new year.
But
it's always February.
Yes, right.
It's March.
Yep.
Okay, so one more time. It's VeroBeachArtClub.org where you can find out some more information. You can sign up to be a part of the newsletter. You can figure out how to participate in meetings, upcoming events, because it's not just Art by the Sea or the 69th annual Under the Oaks.
The first Thursday of every month, there is a meeting at the museum. During season, and then in the off season, art club meets on Thursday nights at different people's homes.
Oh, fun!
They have like a potluck.
Oh, I always love a good potluck. Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for a good potluck. And in addition, there's a number of other events that can transpire throughout the year, including some of the Sunday events and different things. So again, VeroBeachArtClub.org is a great way to experience those firsthand. But we have Art in the Park, Art Trail, and then, of course, the New Dimensions Show, which our team at White Glove Moving and Storage helps out with each year at the Marsh Island Country Club, which is really beautiful. And that's going to be at the end of March. So it's like right around the corner. My goodness. The VeroInsider.com is where you can live link to all of our amazing sponsors. We hope that you will be able to visit them and show your support to them. We hope to see you the 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Vero Beach Museum of Art for the 32nd Annual Art by the Sea. Judy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
What a pleasure.
Thank
Ladies
you.
And gentlemen, it's going to be a great year. Until next week. Cheers.